You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are with Mr. Jess Tiffany, once again, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital. He is a frequent magazine contributor, social media connoisseur, and international best-selling author of his LinkedIn book, Growth Hacking: Strategically Grow Your Business Network from Zero to 10,000 in 365 days. Mr. Tiffany, great to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Good to have you once again. So, Mr. Tiffany, why LinkedIn with all the other social platforms out there? Why did you pick LinkedIn to write a book about?
Well, as I developed my business, that would by far outperformed all the other social media platforms in my type of business, with the education piece, trying to find professional speakers, coaches, gurus that can teach on the website. And through that process of developing that and testing different things, and I found a lot of things that worked. And once we were able to scale that, LinkedIn just produced like none other. And there's a lot of great platforms out there, but for me and my company, LinkedIn definitely outshined them all. And we were able to do a lot with that. And so I just became really proficient and found a lot of good tricks and tips that people started asking me all the time for. So I figured I should just put it in a book and get it out there for more people to take advantage of.
And I'm sure many are most thankful for your taking the time to write the book there. So why do you say get quality and quantity of connections versus just have a smaller, super tighter group?
Yeah. Well, I hear that a lot. People asking, I have just, 500 connections, and I got, 200 that are really close with that I've, met them, shook their hand, whatnot. And that's great. And I encourage that. And I think you definitely want to have that tight inner circle of people that you can, grab a cup of coffee with at any given time. The thing comes in is everybody of those people that have that tight connection, they're always saying stuff like, I feel like, they're having a lot of obscurity on, as far as being known out there, and they're paying for Google ads and Facebook ads and all these different things like that. And so I took a different approach and basically said, why don't we build up a large network and have them passively be marketed to and see my content through their feed? Different things like that. And some of those feeds, if they go viral, can actually get recycled through that network multiple times as well. So if you have a larger network, you're able to get that momentum going where you can be seen more often, and your company name is heard. So, in 6 months, 2 years, 10 years, when you need that resource for whatever it is, you can reach out to that person and they're already connected and they kind of have a, halfway, they have to know you because they've seen your content over and over again. So instead of just randomly out trying to, get a touchdown each time by paying for ads, I'm good with that, and I encourage doing that. But if you could have some system in place that's working for you, constantly bringing new leads into you, almost on autopilot a little bit. Now there's work on the back end and promoting yourself and getting in front of people and building relationships, being friends with them and being kind to them, doing things for free for them, whatever you got to do. But at the end of the day, it's about getting quality and quantity by building those tight relationships over time, gradually through your feed, reaching out to people, and then you can ask for a cup of coffee or an appointment down the road when the time is appropriate.
And that certainly sounds good to me. Now, when you post on LinkedIn to a website, doesn't LinkedIn intentionally make it so no one sees your post? And if so, is there a way around that?
Yeah. LinkedIn likes LinkedIn. And so if you put a post that has a link that takes them off-site, now they're okay with on-site. So if you share something within your network, say you have a LinkedIn article or you're sharing somebody else's LinkedIn article, they like those and they'll promote those and they're fine with that because it's within LinkedIn. But once you go, say, to your blog or a different website, they tend to kind of downplay those ones. And so typically a couple little tricks you can do is you can put a little note just saying link in the comments. And then basically you post that, you go back in, you like it, you hit comment, and then you put, you know, here's that URL I promised you, and then you paste the URL there. And then the algorithm doesn't typically catch those as often. Another technique that some people do, that's my preferred technique, by the way, but what some other people do is they'll go in and actually post it, let it cycle through the network a little bit, kind of get some momentum, and then they go in and they edit the actual article or that they wrote down, and then they'll put the post or the link in at that point. So there's kind of two ways to kind of work around that limitation of the algorithm.
And that is some real interesting information today. We're joined by Mr. Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency MNU Digital, here on Enterprise Radio once again, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, should we only be on one social platform or on every platform we can get on?
Yeah, kind of yes to both. So it is good to be on, you know, as many platforms as you can and have your information available, because when somebody goes to, say, Instagram and they're looking for your company or happen to want to see your stuff, they can still find you, and then you can link them somewhere else that where you focus on. But typically what I recommend is an omni-channel approach where you're kind of everywhere. If you can be on, you know, even if you got the money for billboards, be on billboards. But, you know, basically it's all about touches. So each customer needs between 7 and 20 touches, or where they see you in front of them or hear about you or referred to you, all those things. Usually they need that repeated viewing of your name, company, whatnot. So if we can be in those different areas when they are there and they come across that, they can see you. But most people on the planet do not have the time to do all of them. There's so many platforms out there, and there's little ones like, well, it's still huge, but like BB and Alignable and Referral Key and Zing, and there's all these other different networks out there. And it's good to have a presence on them, but what I recommend is focusing on it, maybe 2 to 3, probably at the max, that you can really focus on and, you know, work on dominating those. So for me, it was LinkedIn and Facebook are my two that I have the largest, you know, following and growing those. But LinkedIn by far has been the most successful for me, getting in front of the right targeted people that I want to deal with, which are professional business owners, CEOs, and the like.
Now tell us, Jess, can someone actually add 10,000 connections in one calendar year?
Absolutely. I've done it and other people have done it. It's basically about hard work and discipline. It really gets down to that. In fact, I think my little logo on my LinkedIn page right now, currently anyway, says work harder. You know, it does take some work. I'm not saying you can, you know, add them, you know, not doing anything. It's just not, it doesn't work that way. But if you're systematic with it, you do, you know, say you do, you know, 10 to 30 new invites a day, and you're just consistent with that. Now, obviously, you have to do the, I talked on previously about the pop, you know, being polished, having the strategic advantages opportunity, and telling the problems that you solve. So you have to have your profile shine. Once you've had your profile, you've got it polished up nice and looking good, you can reach out to those people. And when you send out those connections, the 10 to 20 connections a day, you make them targeted, you personalize each one, and you're just purposeful with your time. And you can certainly build up those connections over time. And when your profile shines, those people are going to have a high rate of connecting with you, and you're going to be able to build up your network much quicker that way.
Jess, certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for taking the time to write this fabulous book, your LinkedIn book, Growth Hacking. If folks wanted to pick up the book or get further details, and also get further details on Marketing and Networking University as well as MNU Digital, where could they best find those details?
Fantastic. Yeah, the websites themselves are a good place. MNU does have a nice contact, MNU Digital, sorry. .com has a nice contact page you can hit. But I do have a free resource that discusses the pop and some invite suggestions It's kind of a LinkedIn cheat sheet is what I call it. So it's mnudigital.com/LinkedIn-marketing-cheat-sheet. So LinkedIn-marketing-cheat-sheet. And that's has a free resource on there, but all my contact information is there. Obviously connect on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and looking forward to having some good conversations.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Tiffany, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Take care.
Thank you again.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with, once again, Jess Tiffany, the CEO of the Marketing and Networking University and sister marketing agency, MNU Digital, and international best-selling author of his LinkedIn book that we've discussed today, Growth Hacking, Strategically Grow Your Business Network from Zero to 10K in 365 days. And the websites of reference for Marketing and Networking University, it's marketingandnetworkinguniversity.com. And for MNU Digital, it's simply mnudigital.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.